You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Nicole Chavez. Nicole is one of our students. She has recently been awarded by the National Association of Hispanic Journalists as Student of the Year. So, Nicole, congratulations, and thank you very much for making UTEP proud.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, first of all, let's talk a little bit about your background. Have you always been interested in media and journalism?
When I started, well, when I was young, like more like in my teenager years, I was more interested in pursuing a career in music because one of my hobbies is singing. So I was like, oh, my God, I can, like, pursue this as a career. But then my mom, she really discouraged me to do so because she wanted me to do something, pursue a career that where I can earn more money, you know. Parents always wanted to succeed. So then I kind of got interested in computer science. But I know I was just like, I was doing volunteer work at an organization in Juarez. It's called Integra. They do a lot of program. They have a program for, you know, high school students. They pair high school students with other teenagers with disability, a physical or mental disability. And I was part of the program. So I was in one of these. One of the events, I think we were into the movies or something like that, and there was one guy that was taking photos for a local website. He had a startup there, and he, at the end of the event, he told the volunteers, he asked them if they wanted to join the hyperlocal website and take photos and all that. So I got interested, and I joined the website. So I got, later on, like months later, a couple of months later, I started taking photos at all kinds of local events in Juarez, you know, plays, concerts, sports, events, all kinds of stuff. And they give me kind of the freedom to write little stories or, you know, do videos or, like, do interviews and, like, different stuff. So I got, like, really interested in that. And plus, I've been really interested in always, like, reading the paper, the newspaper in Juarez, or also magazines, and always, like, checking out the news, you know, the night show, and also celebrity news when I was younger. It's kind of embarrassing.
Did you think, I wonder if I should get into a business where on making money on other people's misfortunes, or did you say, I can make a difference and I'm going to take a different career change where I can tell stories that have a positive ending?
I think, that's a really good point that we're saying about the violence and all that. Sometimes I feel like some media outlets, they focus so much in the murders and all that. They just criticize the government, and they are like, oh, yeah, there are all these deaths. No one's doing anything in that. But I feel never discouraged me to pursue journalism because there are so many topics that you can talk about it. And I think as a journalist, you are there to obviously highlight the hard news, like the murders and kills, the shootings. But you are also there to highlight the work, the positive work that it's done by the government, by organizations, and by the people. But you're also there to, well, for me, like a huge motivation for me is expose the government wrongdoings and, you know, be more of a watchdog, a government watchdog. You know, expose the things that the people are not really, it's not easy for them to find out, you know.
And now, obviously, you have a lot of things to offer because the National Association of Hispanic Journalists is not just some, you know, little bitty club that was formed yesterday. It's been around for a while. It's very well noted. And you were selected Student of the Year. Tell us how this came about.
It was really funny because when I saw the awards, when they sent like a kind of a press release out, like inviting all the members to nominate someone, I immediately think a friend that works in Atlanta. He's the editor of a Spanish paper there, and I immediately thought of him. I was like, "Oh, I'm going to nominate him." And then the funny thing is that he nominated me, so we didn't know. And I gathered all the information, and then he asked me for some information, but I thought it was for a job that I wanted to apply for. So I innocently sent him everything. So he nominated me, and I nominated him without knowing that we were nominating each other. And then they called me, they sent me an email kind of a week before the awards. And they were like, "Hey, congratulations. You've been named the NHA Student of the Year." So it was really a surprise for me because I didn't know I was being nominated.
Well, definitely it makes us all proud. And as this winner, what advice do you have for future journalists and some of your peers, some of your students, because you also help with some of the classes down there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what's some of the advice that you would give to people, because some of the people have the wrong idea, I think, about media, about social media. You know, they want to be stars, they want to be broadcast stars, they want to be anchors, they want to be singers, etc., and not realizing that, you know, there are a lot of things that go on behind the scenes in the media. So what would you tell people as far as the young people, especially about keeping up with the news, reading, and not just blogs, but reading books, classic books, reading magazines, keeping up with history, and just keeping up with news in general? What would you tell them as far as encouraging them?
Well, first I will tell them my journalism is not about being a celebrity. First of all, it's more about tell people's stories. And this is going to sound so cliche, but it's so true. You are the voice of the voiceless. Everyone says that, but it's really true. Also, I think especially for Latino journalists, Latino students, it is really important for them to recognize the need of diverse journalists in newsrooms. In my experience, it's been hard for me because first, I was born here, raised in Juarez and all that, but English is my second language. And through my experience, I've been working in predominantly white newsrooms. So my kind of advice for them is, like, you just need to work hard and, you know, try to get out there and, like, get out of your comfort zone, because it doesn't really matter where you grew up or, like, your circumstances, because if you work hard, you can get to big places like the New York Times and, well, the Washington Post, even as an intern.
Well, because, you know, somebody – I'm glad you brought that up, because somebody brought up a point about a year and a half ago, and this is nothing against Spanish language newspapers or Spanish language news in general. But somebody made a point that's saying, you know, why is it that we don't have any English newspapers in here? We have Spanish language newspapers. That's not helping our students. That's hurting them. Do you agree? Because as you mentioned, you have to make that effort. It's going to be hard, yes, but you have to make that effort to learn the language, whether it's not your first language or not. You have to learn that and be good so that you can go out there and be marketable.
I think it's really the difference between a Spanish language media and English media, it's huge, you know. It's really, for me, the level of journalism that it's being done and English media, it's way higher than Spanish media. But I think...
What do you mean by higher?
Yeah, like for me, this is like super controversial. Because I've been talking, like having discussion with friends about this. It's because in English media, you see a lot of investigative reporting, data-based journalism. And then they are always like... you know, asking the hard questions and, you know, like really challenging everyone, like agencies, government, everyone, institutions. And in Spanish media, I've seen that it's more about kind of educating the people about the culture in the United States and, you know, the government and all that. Are they, or they're just covering like kind of spot news?
Is it perhaps that in English media, you're covering news and telling the people what's going on, whereas, as you mentioned, growing up in Mexico, you're only allowed to let the people know what, in certain instances, the government wants you to let them know. And it's not really freedom of the press as we know it.
In Mexico or here?
Yes.
Yes. In Mexico, it's... Yeah, sometimes it is because, you know, they get a lot of threats and it's more kind of limited. Even if something happens, they cannot report that. They get calls from the government like, hey, you can say that.
Now, what about your future, Nicole? I mean, you're young still. You've already accomplished quite a few things. But you also have the opportunity now to be a role model and a mentor for your peers, for younger people, and show the people that, you know, it doesn't matter what the job is, it can be done. And if it's possible, it's possible. Someone once said, don't tell me I can't do it until after I've done it. And as you said, the voice of the voiceless, that's you.
Well, right now I'm... looking for a job. Hire me, please. but I really want to get a job where I can, you know, keep learning, you know, traditional journalism, but also learn more about digital journalism and kind of combine, you know, investigative reporting and new media. So I think I'm just going to keep, you know, working and also obviously... keep trying to, you know, help and the, you know, diversifying the newsrooms around the country. So,
well, Nicole, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today. And again, congratulations on being selected the Student of the Year by the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. We've been visiting with Nicole Chavez, who is a UTEP alum and also, again, the proud winner and making us proud, especially as we're celebrating our centennial, Student of the Year of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. Nicole, thank you very much, and again, congratulations. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Science.